May I speak to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, happy birthday. It is a birthday. It's the birthday of the church. And I like birthdays. I've always liked birthdays. I particularly like them. They're very special to me growing up, birthday parties, because my birthday frequently fell in Lent, and in my father's house, we didn't have parties in Lent. But if it didn't fall in Lent, we'd have a wonderful party for my twin brother and myself, and our friends would be invited, and we would have a grand time playing together, laughing together, enjoying fellowship, and possibly enjoying the presents that they brought too. And we're going to have a party today, right after this service, on the lawn, with refreshments, with some games for the young folks, most importantly, with fellowship. We're able to visit together now in a way that we haven't in so long, and that is wonderful. Fellowship is so important. You can't have a birthday party in isolation. And I don't like isolation. I find isolation is almost traumatizing, as I think a lot of people have found in this past year plus. When I think of isolation, it's not so much a long period of time, but an event that occurred for me not too many years ago. I was doing a mission trip in the Dominican Republic. I did something stupid, and I lost my glasses. So when we got back to you could call it a hotel, but that's being kind. I had to walk several blocks to where I knew there was a pharmacy where I had brought contacts with me, but I didn't have the saline. So I walked those blocks, and I can tell you, I stuck out like a sore thumb in this little town of Bonny. Get to the pharmacy looking for a counter. Oh, I mean, you can't just go pick up what you want. You have to ask the person behind the counter to go get it for you. Of course, I don't speak Spanish. They don't speak English. After a while, finally communicated what I needed. And then it was a walk back. There were all these people speaking to me on the street, men standing on the corners. I couldn't understand a word of what they were saying. I don't know if they were happy with me, if they were making threats against me. I won't tell you, I have never felt so isolated in all my life because I could not communicate. Today is the feast day of Pentecost, the birthday of the church. And it's no accident, I think, that the story of Pentecost involves the problem of communication and of language. We actually have a communication issue right at the very beginning of the Bible. In chapter 11 of Genesis, there's the only other story, really story about languages in all of Holy Scripture other than Pentecost. And that, of course, I suspect many of you all know, is the Tower of Babel. At this point, we've already had Noah and the flood, and God has promised not to ever eradicate humanity again. But, of course, humanity got off on a bad start. All the folks of the world got together, according to the Scripture, and they were going to build this tower. They were going to go up to heaven to be equal with God. And God said, that can't happen. And at that point, everybody supposedly spoke the same language, and he said he confused their language. They would no longer be able to communicate, and the Tower of Babel was never completed. It's interesting that our fracture of humanity begins in part with our inability to communicate. But God, despite the improper motives of humanity, God, honoring his promise to Noah, did not destroy them. And in fact, in his love for humanity, God immediately, after the story of the Tower of Babel, God found Abraham. God found Abraham to give him the job that his descendants would somehow, some way, bring humanity back together again. And it's through Abraham, down through the generations, we get the people of Israel. And the prophets told the people of Israel that their mission was to be a light to the whole world, to all the nations, to bring all humanity back to God. After splintering humanity in the Tower of Babel, God's purpose was to restore humanity. And that mission of restoring humanity came to fruition, came to this inflection point in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. For all God's efforts over time came to this one point. And from that, flowing out from that inflection point, is the rest of salvation history. And that began with the day of Pentecost, when the followers of Jesus, particularly the 12 apostles, they became the new Israel to bring humanity back to God and to restore the relationships that had been broken since Adam. Today is the birthday of the church, because today we celebrate the event where the followers of Jesus received the power to go out on that mission of restoring humanity to God. It was the event in which the church received the necessary gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's not surprising then that the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift that would enable God to accomplish the mission of restoring unity to humanity, would come after humanity had been split with the Tower of Babel, would come with the gift of languages. Languages so that everybody could hear. And all the people outside after that early morning Pentecost event, they could all hear the disciples preaching in whatever language was their native language. What had been splintered at Babel was restored at Pentecost. And the purpose is to bring all humanity together. If you remember last week's gospel reading, which was from the last discourse, Jesus' instructions to his disciples on the night before he was to be crucified, in his prayer to his heavenly Father, Jesus prayed that his followers would be one as he and the Father are one. That's the goal. That's the goal, is restoring unity to humanity. And with the gift of the Holy Spirit, that became the mission of the church. In fact, our catechism, if you want to look it up on the back of the prayer book, says, and I quote, "The mission of the church is to restore all people to unity and with each other in Christ." That was the mission that the 12 apostles undertook on the day of the Feast of Pentecost. And on that day, they received what they needed to accomplish that mission. They received the gift of the Holy Spirit that provided them, yes, the ability to communicate, but much more than that. The Holy Spirit came to those apostles to give them the courage that they needed. And boy, they had reason to be frightened in those days. The gift of the Holy Spirit gave them the words that would be necessary to convert the hearts of the people. The gift of the Holy Spirit gave them the determination to take those words to the far corners of the known world. And the gift of the Holy Spirit gave them the power to communicate the love of God. That is the beginning of the church. But that power that was given to the apostles on that Pentecost morning is the same power that each of us received in our baptism. Yes, when you're baptized, it says to receive the Holy Spirit. In our baptisms, we all receive the power to preach the gospel. Not necessarily in words. By the way, preaching in words is not limited just to those of us who wear these dog collars. It's preaching the gospel in our lives. That's our calling. That people see us and they know the love of God because they see how we live our lives. The gift of the Holy Spirit in our baptism gives us the power to convert others to the love of God, to restore the unity of humanity and the love of God, even if it's just one person at a time. That's why we receive the Holy Spirit. That is the mission of each and every one of us. And today is another special day in the life of Good Shepherd. It is what we call Apostolic Sunday. It comes from the Greek word apostolos, from which we get apostle. But apostolos means one who is sent. And today in Apostolic Sunday, we remember particularly those in our congregation who are graduating high school and are going on to that very next and very important stage in their lives. This is when they're being sent into the world. For most of them, to receive further education, and I think for most of our seniors, to learn to live more on their own, not necessarily under their parents' roof all the time. It is being sent to preach the gospel in their lives. And the whole point of what we do at Good Shepherd for our young people, from the smallest ones to those that are graduating high school today, is to equip them for precisely these purposes, to go out and preach the love of God in their lives. And today, on this Apostolic Sunday, we pray for the Holy Spirit to continue to strengthen them in this mission. Of course, every Sunday here is Apostolic Sunday, but not just for the graduating seniors, but for all of us. You see, every single one of us, after we come here and come to this altar to receive the bread and wine of the Holy Communion, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the grace that comes with that sacrament, we receive that for a purpose. And the purpose is that we are about, at the close of the service, to be sent out from here, to be apostles, to love and serve the Lord as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. That's what we say in our closing post-communion prayer. We're all sent out on this mission, the mission that began with the coming of the Holy Spirit on that first Pentecost morning. So today we give thanks for the coming of the Spirit. We give thanks for the birthday of the church. For without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing.